By the fall of 1805, Napoleon had been forced to abandon his plans for an invasion of England when his naval commander, Admiral Villeneuve, failed to occupy the English Channel with a combined Franco-Spanish fleet. In October, having undertaken a major campaign against the Austrians at Ulm, the French emperor ordered Villeneuve to take his fleet back to the Mediterranean, and early on the morning of the 21st, Villeneuve's ships sailed out of Cadiz and bore south along the Spanish coast in hopes of escaping detection by a British blockading force. Soon after dawn, however, the English fleet under Admiral Nelson discovered them and sailed in pursuit, at which point Villeneuve ordered his ships to put about and head for Cadiz. Shortly before noon, battle was joined as the British ships bore down on the Allies in two lines of sail, a lee column under Admiral Collingwood and a windward column under Nelson. Striking the enemy line about midway, Collingwood's ships attacked an echelon against the leeward half of the line, while Nelson's column, engaging the enemy some 30 minutes later, attacked the windward half. As the British ships passed through the enemy line, the battle quickly evolved into a seaborne melee, as both fleets pounded each other with over 4,000 heavy guns. By 4 o'clock, the leading French ships under Admiral Dumanoir had broken away from the main Allied line and come about, sailing back toward the battle in an effort to break up the English attack. Here, as elsewhere, however, the French ships fell victim to superior British seamanship and gunnery, and were soon reduced to smoking hulks. In the end, only 13 Allied ships of the line were able to escape capture or destruction. Remarkably, not a single British ship was lost. Thus, the British achieved a resounding triumph, effectively removing the threat of invasion of their homeland and assuring unrivaled dominion of the seas. Though France would go on to score many victories in the ground war in Europe, the Battle of Trafalgar would ultimately prove decisive, creating conditions under which the French could scarcely hope to prevail in the larger struggle for domination of the continent.